All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Tuesday night, we were at Mercer County High School for a Golden Eagle basketball game, or I should say, a Mercer County pep band performance. Colin Leininger, tell us a little bit about the setup and getting used to playing in the auditorium, but everybody wants to hear the pep band play.
It's definitely new. It's a big change from going to the gym and playing a bunch in front of people and now pumping it into the gym off of mics. It's difficult to figure it out, but once we got it figured out, we're very excited about it.
This still pretty much sounds the same when I'm in there. How important was it to get an opportunity to do something like this your senior year?
It's very important. It's also a big thing to keep the morals up with the senior class. We've lost a lot of things due to COVID, and this is one thing we could just not accept to lose.
All right. You got to tell me about the band sheet when they put the numbers out of what you're going to play. Tell us what your favorite is. Of course, you got to say the Golden Eagle fight song. I get that. But tell us some of the other numbers you see and you say, I dig that.
Honestly, my favorite is probably Vehicle and Paint It Black just because it's a heavy trumpet part. And I love playing the trumpet. But we play other songs like 25 or 624. That's big fan favorite. And what else? We play The Horse, of course, every single basketball game. That's a big fan favorite.
And don't forget, you throw some Earth, Wind, and Fire out there. See, I know I could play in the pep band with September, but can you speak to the tradition of The Horse? Because even me as a broadcaster, I get pumped when they play The Horse and the team comes onto the floor. What about that?
It's just mainly we play because it's an exciting song, and the classes years ago started it, and Ruggles has an attachment to that song, so we just keep playing it every single year.
Yeah, and I tell Mr. Ruggles that the ultimate compliment is always from the opposing school that comes in, and they when I always interview the visiting coach, they always ask me, is the band going to be here tonight? And I'm like, well, the band is here tonight, but they're in the auditorium. But what does that mean to get that kind of recognition and respect that's out there?
It means everything to us. That's why we call ourselves the best band in the land. I mean, we try as hard as we can, and we have an amazing band instructor. And overall, we have a bunch of band kids that we all love to play, and it means everything to us.
Yeah, and then pep band's a little bit different than classroom band. So you get to blow some steam off and things of that nature. So can you elaborate a little bit why it's so fun or why it's a little bit different and why kids get stoked to play in the blue band or the gold band or whatever it is?
Yep. Well, mainly it's the most fun songs we know how to play, songs we've been listening to since we were growing up. It's a chance to hang out with your friends, watch the basketball games, and play as loud as you want.
Yeah. All right. So is there anything that you're not playing? So Ruggles will listen to this. Is there anything you're not playing at pep band that you'd say, Ruggles, you got to let us play this, man, or you got to let the next year pep band play this? Do you ever bring up any of those type of recommendations to him?
Usually he listens to us. If we say it in band class that we want to listen to that song, he'll let us play it. Especially being a senior, we have some leeway towards playing what we want. So.
All right. So how long ago did you pick up the trumpet, and why the trumpet?
I started playing it in sixth grade, and I played the trumpet because my cousin played the trumpet, and I saw it looked easy to play. I was very wrong. It is a very difficult instrument to play, but once I heard it, it's the most beautiful sounding instrument to me.
And then just speak to the importance of the music and music program here at Mercer County, and I know a lot of pride within the community and the investment in the community. What does that mean to you?
Means everything. I mean, we have one of the best music programs. We have the largest music program within the few schools we are around. We try very hard. I mean, it's no joke. We go in every single day. We play. We do everything we can to be the best band.
All right. Amen. And so I'm curious, though, the vibe that you spoke to that's a little bit different, during a regular basketball season, get the one into the gym kind of packed together. You can't do that at COVID. You go into the auditorium, spread out a little bit. You got the video feed of the game that's running in there. You still can get into it, though. Can you kind of compare and contrast?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the auditorium seats are much more comfortable than the bench seats in the gym. But we're doing our best to keep morals high. I mean, it's nice to be able to hang out with your band players and, we try to have fun, even though we don't get to watch the basketball game in the gym. But,
But you sound good, too. So we'll let you get back to work because Ruggles wants you in there. So I say bring in the funk and bring in the noise. Thanks for helping us out.
Thank you very much.
All right, the senior Colin Leininger with us on WRMJ.